another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm Jace. This episode is a Marvel trivia episode. We haven't been doing too much Marvel coverage lately. Yeah, I talked about that on the last episode about how we've really been focusing on DC Rebirth. So I really want to get some more Marvel content going. None of my fellow co-hosts could join me on this episode, so I'm going to be doing something. We'll see how this works. Give me feedback on the episode. Let me know what you think. I have a book. It was given to me as a gift. It's called Obsessed with Marvel: Test Your Knowledge of the Marvel Universe. 2,500 questions. This is a really cool book. I'm going to find it on Amazon.com, and I'll put that link in the show notes so you can see what it looks like. And it's basically this big, thick hardcover book with all these questions. And in the bottom right corner is this little electronic device. You push the button, you turn it on, and then all the questions in the book are multiple choice, A, B, C, or D. And there's four corresponding buttons in the bottom right corner on this little electronic device that's attached to the book. And it keeps track of how many you get right and get wrong, because it's programmed with, you know, the answers for the questions. So you push the button, and the questions are numbered from 1 to 2,500, and you turn to that question in the book, and you read it, and then you read the answers, and then you choose by pushing one of the four buttons, and it lets you know if you're right or wrong. If you get it wrong, it does tell you what the correct answer is. So eventually, at some point, I guess you'll learn, if you have a good memory, all these questions. You know, I used to read a lot more Marvel than I do now. There's probably a lot of questions in this book that I know. There's probably more questions that I don't know. And there's probably a substantial number of questions that I feel like I should know or did know at one point and probably have forgotten. So I'm going to try to answer as many as I can, and you can play along at home. I'm not going to be looking up the answers on the internet or anything. I'll be doing this in real time. So it should be a lot of fun. Before I get started, I just want to mention that the next convention I'm going to be at is the Long Beach Comic Con, September 17th and 18th, 2016, at the Long Beach Convention Center. I believe Manny is going to be at the Heroes and Villains convention in San Jose this weekend. So hopefully he'll be able to come on after that show's over. And actually, I'm sorry, that's next weekend, August 27th and 28th, 2016. Hopefully he'll be able to come on and give us his convention report at some point. But I'm pretty sure that there's a convention this weekend that he's going to be at. Maybe it's Stockton Con. Let me look it up really quickly here. Yeah, so it looks like he's going to be at the 5th annual Stockton Con this weekend. I believe he's supposed to be doing an interview with Liam Sharp, so really hope that that goes down. Hope he's going to be recording it, and we'll have him on to talk Stockton Comic Con, let us know his thoughts on the show, and maybe have a Liam Sharp interview. So we look forward to that. So yeah, if you're going to be at either one of those conventions, be sure you're following us on Twitter, twitter.com/thecomicsource, and Instagram as well. And let us know you're going to be there. We'd love to meet up with listeners. So,
what you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
All right, I love that clip, Billy Madison. Well, let's get started and see how I do, see how obsessed with Marvel I am. All right, so the first question, and I should mention real quick before we start, the book is broken down into 9 different chapters covering different aspects of the Marvel Universe. So we have Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, Avengers, X-Men, The Incredible Hulk, Marvel Knights, Horror Heroes, Cosmic Characters, and then Marvel Time, which I'll assume deals with time travel. I'm not really sure. I don't remember. So the first question is 131. That's in the first section of the book, so it's going to be a Fantastic Four question. And let's see. The question is, what superpowers has Franklin Richards manifested in Son of a Genius? A, vast reality manipulating abilities. B, precognition. C, telekinesis. D, all answers are correct. You know, first reading this, I was thinking it was A, But now that I see D is there, I think I'm going to go with D. All answers are correct. And I'm right! Hey, one for one. All right, here we go. The next question is 2042. So we're flipping all the way to the toward the back of the book. 2042 looks like it is in the horror hero section. And the question is, what was the name of Johnny Blaze's father? So Johnny Blaze, that was the original Ghost Rider. The choices are Craig Blaze, Barton Blaze, Crash Simpson, or Johnny Blaze does not know who his father was. Now, Crash Simpson was his kind of his surrogate father that ran the stunt show. But I believe his actual father's name is Barton Blaze. I believe maybe he has a brother named Craig Blaze, but I'm going to go with B, Barton Blaze. Hey, 2 for 2. How about that? I'm surprised so far. But yeah, happy to be doing as well. Let's see if I can keep it up. The next question is 2384. Flipping even further back to the back of the book. Is that going to be in the cosmic section? Let's see here. 2384. No, it looks like we're all the way over in Marvel time. And the question is, what is Kid Colt's first name? A, Ben. B, Lance. C, Blaine. Or D, Johnny? I think it's between Ben or Johnny. Don't think it's Lance or Blaine. Ben Colt, Johnny Colt. I know there was Johnny Thunder, but was that a Marvel Western hero, or am I thinking of the DC Johnny Thunder? I'm gonna go with my first instinct and go with Ben. I'm incorrect. It's C, Blaine. Well, at least it wasn't my second choice, Johnny, in which case I would have felt bad that I didn't choose that. In no way did I think it was Blaine, so I'm okay with getting that one wrong. 1015 is the next question. Let's see. That is going to be in the Avengers section. And the question is, what is the realm of Surtur and his fire demons? Famous fire villain of Thor, Nidavellir, Muspelheim, Svartalfheim, or Vanaheim? Wow. Hard to pronounce those Norse names. I have absolutely no idea. I'm going to guess D, Vanaheim. Incorrect. The answer is B, Muspelheim. Muspelheim. M-U-S-P-E-L-H-E-I-M. Wasn't close on that one. Had no idea. I'm now, after being 2 for 2, I'm now 2 for 4. This is more what I expected. All right, 1534 is the next question. That's in the Incredible Hulk section. And the question is, what nationality is Victoria Bentley? Wow. I'm not even sure who Victoria Bentley is. The choices are American, English, Scot, or Canadian. I'm going to go with my first instinct to say B, English, maybe because Victoria Bentley, Victoria Beckham, they're close. Hey! Look at that. Lucky guess. I'll take it. The next question is 1092, which is, again, we're going back to the Avengers section. And the question is, which political party asked Captain America to run for president in Captain America 250 from 1980? That's the famous Roger Stern, John Byrne run. The choices are the Democratic Party, the Republican Party. No, I'm sorry. The Democratic Party is A. The New Populist Party is B. The Republican Party is C. And the All-Night Party is D. Part of me wants to say they wouldn't choose a real party, but I think maybe there is a New Populist Party. I don't know. I'm going with the New Populist Party. Yes, I am correct. All right. And the next question is 596. So I'm answering at 50% right now. 596. 3 for 6. 596 is in the Spider-Man section. To which team did Spider-Woman, the Julia Carpenter version, belong? A, Freedom Force. B, Omega Flight. C, West Coast Avengers. D, all answers are correct. You know, I know she was a member of the West Coast Avengers, but when I read Freedom Force, for some reason I was thinking that as well. So maybe D, all answers are correct. I'm going to go with D. D, all answers are correct. All right. I am 4 for 7. All right. 2040 is the next question. That looks like it's in the horror heroes section again. I'm very bad at the horror heroes one. Who was Michael Badilino? 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 B-A-D-I-L-I-N-O. Badilino. A, Vengeance. B, Snowblind. C, Deathwatch. D, Blackout. So clearly a villain of the Danny Ketch Ghost Rider. I just have no idea. I'm going to go with Deathwatch C. Incorrect. Correct answer was A. He was Vengeance, who was kind of a even more brutal version of a Ghost Rider in, you know, the 90s. Quite famous in the 90s, those anti-heroes. All right, 320 is the next question, and that's in the Fantastic Four section. The question is, who in the team Satan 7 has the same name as an X-Men villain? A, Bardicus. B, Vertigo. C, Reptilia. D, Gazelle. All right. I'm going to go with B, Vertigo. I am correct. All right. Okay, 47 is the next question. That also in the Fantastic Four section. Which Fantastic Four writer-artist team met the Impossible Man in the Marvel offices? A, Tom DeFalco and Paul Ryan. B, Stan Lee and Jack Kirby. C, Walter Simonson and Art Adams. D, John Byrne, who was a writer-artist. Says John Byrne himself, actually. I'm going to go with B, Stan Lee and Jack Kirby. Ding, 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 ding. I am correct. So I'm 7 for 10. I'm doing pretty well here. All right, 1749 is the next question. And that is in the Incredible Hulk section. And the question is, which member of the Squadron Supreme comes from Utopia Isle? A, Nuke. B, Power Princess. C, Amphibian. D, Arcana. You know, I have absolutely no idea. I'm going to go with Amphibian just because it's an island. There's water. Amphibian, water. We'll see. Incorrect. B, Power Princess. Yeah, I kind of was thinking maybe that would be my second guess, but... All right, 231. That's all the way at the front in the Fantastic Four section again. Getting a lot of Fantastic Four questions, it seems like. All right, 231. The question is, which legendary band appeared in the Human Torch's solo series in Strange Tales? A, the Four Seasons. B, the Beatles. C, Kiss. D, the Rolling Stones. It was pretty early on in the 60s, so I'm going to go with the Beatles. Hey, look at that! Correct again. 8 for 12. Not bad at all. 1831 is the next question. That looks like it's going to be in the Incredible Hulk section. No, I take that back. It looks like it's Marvel Knights. All right, 1831. The question is, what does AIM stand for? Oh, I know this one without even looking. But the choices are Advanced Idea Mechanics, Advanced Idea Manufacturers, C, Alternative Intelligence Makers, or D, Artificial Intelligence Machines. It's Advanced Idea Mechanics, although recently with Roberto De La Costa from the New Mutants Sunspot and X-Factor and Avengers and all those other crazy teams he's been on, has taken over AIM, and he's changed the name several times, the acronym, what it stands for. But classically, back in the day when this book was printed, it definitely was Advanced Idea Mechanics. So that is A, and I am correct. I have now successfully answered 9 out of 13. All right, 724 is the next question. It looks like an Avengers question. No, maybe... Oh, it's a Spider-Man question. Who is the first costume villain Spider-Man ever fought In parentheses, though the story was published many years after the event's occurrence. The choices are The Vulture, The Chameleon, The Scorcher, or Supercharger. Now, the first costume villain he fought in his actual book, I believe, was The Chameleon, was in issue one, but it says story was published many years after the event's occurrence, so I'm thinking it's got to be The Scorcher or Supercharger. I'm going to go, man, it's kind of a toss-up. I'm going to go with The Supercharger. D. I'm correct! Wow, getting lucky on some of these guesses. Fully admit. Alright, so that's 10 of 14. I've answered correctly. 2014 is the next question. Flipping to the back here, it looks like that's in the horror hero section. And the question is, who is not a member of the Frankenstein family? A. Victoria, B. Basil, C. Eric, or D. Victor? Well, clearly Victor Frankenstein, Victoria Frankenstein. So between Basil and Eric, Basil sounds sufficiently aristocratic, so I'm going to go C. Eric. Correct! Another lucky guess. All right, 15 questions down, and I've answered 11 correctly. Doing much better than I expected. How are you doing out there in listener land? Following along and doing well, I hope. All right, 144 is the next question. Fantastic Four. When did Reed Richards finally marry Susan Storm? Fantastic Four Special Annual number 4, 1966. Fantastic Four Annual 3, 1965. Fantastic Four Special Annual number 5, 1967. Or Fantastic Four Special Annual number 6, 1968. Well, I knew it was in an annual. Clearly, these answers don't help me there because they're all annuals. So basically, was it 66, 65, 67, or 68? For some reason, I feel like it was later rather than earlier, so I'm going to go with D, 1968. Incorrect. B, it was actually the earliest of all of them, Fantastic Four Annual 3, 1965. All right, 2321 is the next question. All the way to the back of the book here. Not going to be Marvel time again. No, it looks like it's going to be in the cosmic character section. And the question is, who is Dr. Samuel Holden? A, a companion of Cersei. B, a human who once became part of the Unimind. C, a professor at City College, New York. Or D, all answers are correct. Well, you know we got to go with D when it's there. So, oh, D is incorrect. They tricked me. It's B, a human who was once a part of the human of the Unimind. Every time I see D, all answers, it seems like that's always the correct response. It was not in that case. I was tricked. I'll know better next time. Maybe spend a little more time thinking about it. Not that I had any idea whatsoever. 319 is the next question in the Fantastic Four section. Which of the Human Torch's old enemies is Sam Smithers? A, the Plant Man, B, the Asbestos Man, C, the Eel, or D, the Acrobat? Absolutely no clue. Sam Smithers. Total shot in the dark, I'm going with D, Acrobat. Incorrect. The answer is A, the Plant Man. So, 11 out of 18 now. Seem to go in streaks here. 2261 is the next question. Flip toward the back of the book here. Looks like that's going to be in the cosmic characters section. And the question is, what was the team of superhumans based on Xandar called? Champions of Xandar, Defenders of Xandar, Avengers of Xandar, or the Space Knights of Xandar? I don't think it was Avengers, don't think it was Space Knights, so between the two, Champions or Defenders, I'm going to go with Champions of Xandar. Woohoo! Back in the correct column. 19 answered. What do I have now? 12 correct. So, 819 is the next section. Looks like that's going to be an Avengers question. And the question is, Who became Captain America's writer and artist in Captain America 193? Roger Stern and John Byrne, Mark Gruenwald and Kieran Dwyer, Jack Kirby, or Steve Englehart and Sal Buscema? So Roger Stern and John Byrne were later. Jack Kirby was earlier. Gruenwald and Dwyer, I don't think Dwyer was born yet. So I'm going to go with, by process of elimination, D, Steve Englehart and Sal Buscema. Incorrect. C, it was Jack Kirby. I thought Jack Kirby worked on it much earlier than that. Obviously, I was incorrect. All right, 159 all the way at the front. Fantastic Four question again. And the question is, where did Jack Kirby work before he started drawing comics for Marvel? A, the Max Fleischer Animation Studio. B, King Features Syndicate. C, All American Comics. D, the Terry Toons Animation Studio. King Features was a comic strip. Mac Fleischer was who put out the Superman comics. Terry Toons, I'm not familiar with. All American Comics. I'm going to go with All American Comics. C. Incorrect. A, the Max Fleischer Animation Studio. You know what? That was my first instinct, but then I thought, no, I don't think he worked on Superman that early. Why didn't he end up at DC? Should have gone with my first instinct. 590 is the next question. That appears to be in the Spider-Man section. And the question is, how was the Wraith related to Gene DeWolf? A, brother. B, father. C, son. D, his killer. I believe that should say her killer. Yeah, that's what it is. D, her killer, because Gene DeWolf was a female. No! Incorrect. A, her brother. Oh, it was the Sin Eater that killed her. I got the Sin Eater confused with Wraith. Darn it. 332 is the next question. Should have spent a little more time thinking about that last one. I could have gotten it right. Or at least had a better guess instead of clearly choosing the wrong answer. 332 is in the Fantastic Four section. Who was the wanderer from medieval times who carried the mystical power object called the Evil Eye? A, Prester John. B, Modred the Mystic. C, Murdoch Adams. Or D, Dakim the Enchanter. A, Prester John sounded good when I first read it, but then I said, oh, Modred the Mystic. Wanderer, yeah. But Dakim the Enchanter definitely sounds like a made-up Stanley name. You know, I'm going to go with my first instinct, Prester John. Correct! Woohoo! All right, 23 answered, and 13 correct. Is that right? 23 answered. Yeah, only 13 correct. Wow. All right, 12:51 is the next question. Looks to be in the X-Men section. I think this is the first X-Men question I've had. And the question is, which X-Men team member is subject to berserker rages? Woohoo! Easy one. Is it A, Dark Phoenix, B, Wolverine, C, the Beast, or D, Cable? I'm sure just about everybody knows it's Wolverine. Though Dark Phoenix does get pretty down and dirty, but they're not really rages because she's just like that all the time. Woohoo! That was a easy one. All right. Next up, we have question 1167 that also appears to be in the X-Men section. Long one here. In 1975, Chris Claremont scripted the first issue of the newly revived The X-Men comic, and he wrote the series, which was eventually retitled The Uncanny X-Men, continuously into the start of the 1990s. With his skill in characterization and drama, Claremont molded the X-Men into a highly successful series, along with artist Dave Cockrum. Claremont also created a new identity for Jean Grey, the Phoenix, who possessed vast cosmic powers. Claremont and artist slash co-plotter John Byrne, who succeeded Cockrum, would later create the Dark Phoenix saga in issues 129 through 138, 1980 issue 135 shown at left, which is considered one of the greatest epics in superhero comics. The saga begins when an old enemy of the X-Men tampers with Jean Grey's mind, releasing the dark side of Jean Grey's personality. She becomes the insane Dark Phoenix, whose seemingly limitless power poses a threat to the universe. Though Jean regains her sanity, the X-Men must wage a trial by combat to prevent the alien Shi'ar from executing her. In the end, Jean saves the cosmos by tragically committing suicide to prevent herself from reverting to Dark Phoenix. Who, or what, really was the Phoenix in the Uncanny X-Men 100 to 137? Was it A, Jean Grey? B, the Phoenix Force using a duplicate of Jean Grey's body and part of her psyche? C, the Phoenix Force inhabiting a duplicate of Jean's body? Or D, Madeline Pryor? Okay, well, it's not A, it's not B. Jean, the Phoenix Force. So it's the Phoenix, I know it's the Phoenix Force, but both. So B, is the Phoenix Force using a duplicate of Jean Grey's body and part of her psyche? Or the Phoenix Force inhabiting a duplicate of Jean Grey's body? I think it's B, because I think the Phoenix Force believed itself to be Jean Grey. So I'm going to go with B. Phoenix Force using a duplicate of Jean Grey's body and part of her psyche, rather than just the Phoenix Force inhabiting a duplicate of Jean's body. And I'm correct. Those are a slight, subtle difference between the two answers there. But that is the correct answer. The next question is 851. Looks to be in the Avengers section. And the question is... another long one. The first team to spin off from the original Avengers was the West Coast Avengers, who debuted in 1985. Since the Avengers were based in New York, it made sense for the organization to have a West Coast hub as well. Second-generation Avenger Hawkeye and his new bride, the costume superheroine Mockingbird, went to Southern California to organize the West Coast team, which initially included Iron Man, Tiger, and Wonder Man. Among the many other Avengers, old and new, who joined the West Coast division were the Vision and the Scarlet Witch, Henry Pym and the Wasp, Moon Knight, the second Spider-Woman, the U.S. Agent, a Latino hero called the Living Lightning, and the resurrected original Human Torch. Classic Avengers writer Roger Stern, Steve Englehart, and Roy Thomas all contributed to the new series, as did writer-artist John Byrne. Originally known as West Coast Avengers, the series later changed the title to Avengers West Coast. The question is, what was the name of the Avengers West Coast base? Avengers Mansion West, Avengers Compound, Avengers Tower, or D, the Triskelion? I was a big fan of West Coast Avengers, bought it, the four-issue limited series, all four issues, right off the stands, as well as every issue of the series up to like 75 before I finally stopped reading it. So I know for sure the answer is B, Avengers Compound. What? C, Avengers Tower? No. 851, right? No, that's wrong. The answer is Avengers Compound. Yeah, I totally take exception with that. I think a mistake was made. I was robbed. It's Avengers Compound. 1291 is the next question. Looks to be in the X-Men section. And the question is, who claimed to be Lorna Dane's father in the X-Men numbers 50 to 52? A, Magneto, B, Mesmero, C, Magneto Robot, or D, Eric the Red? I'm going with Magneto, although it could be a Magneto Robot, but I'm going with A, Magneto. Wrong. It must be the, yep, Magneto Robot. You know, that Avengers question is still bugging me. I'm looking up Avengers Tower right now. Yeah, Avengers Tower, formerly known as Stark Tower, is a high-rise building complex located in Manhattan. Exactly! Not Avengers Compound. Avengers Compound was the West Coast compound. Right on the beach. Let's see if anything comes up if I put in Avengers Compound. See if it specifically says West Coast Avengers. Avengers Compound is the 15-acre estate located on the Pacific coastline south of Los Angeles at 1800 Palos Verde Drive. It was formerly the headquarters of the West Coast Avengers. Ha! I was right. So, take that. I knew I was right. Alright, the next question is 58. That's flipping back to the front of the book for Fantastic Four. And the question is, what unusual ability does Agatha Harkness's cat, Ebony, possess? A, ability to transform into a human being. B, ability to communicate telepathically. C, ability to transform into a ferocious Black Panther, or D, ability to appear and disappear by using magic? I'm not sure, but I'm going to go with B, ability to communicate telepathically. Incorrect. C, the ability to transform into a ferocious Black Panther. All right, the next question, 2388, flipping all the way to the back of the book. And this looks like maybe in the cosmic. No, yes. No, Marvel time. Marvel time, question 2388. Where did Matthew Hawk get his education? And I don't even know who Matthew Hawk is. But the questions are, the answers are, choices, I should say, Princeton University, Columbia University, Yale University, or Harvard University. I am going to go with Harvard. D. Hey, lucky guess. So that would be 17 right out of 29. Not too shabby. 1451 is the next question. And that question is in the X-Men section. What is Rogue's real name in the main X-Men continuity? A, Carrie. B, Anna Raven. C, Anna Marie. D, Marie. I think it's D, Marie. I'm going to try D, Marie. Wrong. Anna Marie, perhaps? Yep. C, Anna Marie. And the next question, 703, looks to be in the Avengers section. No, it's before that. It's in the Spider-Man section. Question 703. Who was the bodyguard and murderer of crime lord Don Rigoletto? A, the Kingpin. B, Tombstone. C, Silvermane. D, Hammerhead. Tough one. Silvermane and Kingpin are crime lords themselves. Hammerhead is too, to some extent, but did he kill Don Rigoletto and take over his organization? Or is it always an enforcer, Tombstone? I'm going to go with B, Tombstone. Incorrect. It's A, it was the Kingpin. I guess he must have murdered Don Rigoletto, and that's how he became the Kingpin, the crime lord himself. All right, next question is 883. That question looks to be in the Avengers section. And the question is, which supervillainess was Captain America's girlfriend? A, Superia. B, Diamondback. C, Mother Night. D, Black Mamba. I read this classic Mark Gruenwald run. Captain America kind of dated the reformed, or he did date the reformed Diamondback for quite a while. B, ding, 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 ding. All right, the next question is number 743. Looks to be at the beginning of the Avengers section. And the question is, which artist first drew the Avengers number 93? Sal Buscema, Neil Adams, John Buscema, or George Perez? I'm going to go with John Buscema, C. Incorrect. B, Neil Adams. I don't even know Neil Adams even ever drew the Avengers. All right, 1392 is the next question. That looks to be a X-Men question. And let's see, the question is, who was not one of Count Nefaria's minions in the X-Men number 22 and 23? A, the Human Top. B, the Plant Man. C, the Unicorn. Or D, the Porcupine. I'm going to go with A, the Human Top. Correct. All right. The next question is number 568. Looks to be a Spider-Man question. And the question is, where did Spider-Man battle his clone in The Amazing Spider-Man number 149? Yankee Stadium, Shea Stadium, Madison Square Garden, or Radio City Music Hall? I'm going with C, Madison Square Garden. Incorrect. at B. Shea Stadium. All right, the next question is number 303. That looks to be Fantastic Four question. And the question is, who was the modern-day pirate whom the Human Torch and Iceman teamed up to fight against? Captain Omen, Captain Cyber, Captain Kraken, or Captain Barracuda? Absolutely no idea. For some reason, Kraken and Barracuda are the ones that stand out to me. I'm going to go with C. It's a D. Captain Barracuda. Should have gone with my other choice. Had a 50-50. But missed it. 1249 is the next question. Looks to be an X-Men question. And it is, which character did Chris Claremont not co-create? A. Sabretooth, B. Longshot, C. Mystique, or D. Rogue? Sabretooth first appeared in an Iron Fist issue, so I'm thinking it could be that. Although it could be Longshot, because he first appeared in his miniseries. I'm not sure who wrote that. For some reason, I think Chris Claremont was writing Iron Fist. Mystique, Rogue. Rogue first appeared in Avengers Annual 10. You know what? I'm going to go with Rogue. Avengers Annual 10? That wasn't Claremont. Wrong! Was Claremont, apparently. B. Longshot. Dang it. That was a tough one. 947. That looks to be an Avengers question, and the question is, which of the following is not one of the Mandarin's power rings? A. Ice Blast Ring, B. Teleportation Ring, C. Disintegrator Ring, D. Matter Rearranger Ring. Well, I know he has an Ice Blast Ring, I know he has a Disintegrator Ring, so it's between Teleportation Ring and Matter Rearranger Ring. Seems like if he had a Teleportation Ring, he could get out of anything. But Matter Rearranger, make him too powerful. I'm going to go with D, Matter Rearranger Ring. It's got to be B then. Yep, B, Teleportation. Dang it. Not doing well all of a sudden. Let's see. I've done 38 questions, and it looks like I've only answered 18 correct. Wow. I've missed more than half. 1382. Oh, no, wait. There was the one I got right, the Avengers Compound. So I've actually gotten 19 right out of 38. So I'm at 50%. 50%. All right, 1382, another X-Men question. Who has not been known as Marvel Girl? And I'm getting all these, every answer is right but one all of a sudden. Jean Grey, obviously the original Marvel Girl. Rachel Summers, Marvel Girl after Jean Grey was dead. So it's between the other two, which is Jubilation Lee, or Jubilee, and Valeria Richards, who is a daughter that Reed Richards and Susan Storm didn't even realize they existed at first through some kind of crazy story idea. I think it's Jubilee. I'm going to go with C, Jubilee. Hey, I am correct. All right, the next question is 1682, which looks to be an Incredible Hulk question. And the question is, which real-life celebrity or celebrities appeared in the Incredible Hulk 142? A. Stan Lee, C. Author Tom Wolfe, C. Magician Alice Cooper, or D, the rock band Kiss. Man. Real life celebrities appeared in Incredible Hulk. Stan Lee, Tom Wolfe, Alice Cooper, rock band Kiss. 142, 1971. Man, I have absolutely no idea. I'm going to go with Kiss, D. Wrong. Tom Wolfe, you know, I thought maybe that, but know that he was that famous in 1971. That's unfortunate. All right, 248 is the next question. the question is, which costume identity did policeman Casper Cole assume after impersonating the Black Panther? This is a Fantastic Four question, and the choices are the White Tiger, the Cole Tiger, the Black Leopard, the White Wolf. Casper Cole. Casper makes me think white, so White Tiger. I'm going to go with that. Although the Black Leopard is a possibility as well. But no, I'm going to go with the White Tiger. I am correct! Woohoo! All right, the next question is 2043, which looks to be in the horror heroes section. Don't seem to do too well at the horror heroes, but the question is... Oh, it's a Ghost Rider question. Making a deal with the devil never works out as one might hope. When Johnny Blaze learned that Crash Simpson, the stunt motorcyclist who raised him, was mortally ill, he made a deal with Satan, actually the demon lord Mephisto, to prevent Simpson's death. Mephisto abided by the letter of the bargain, but then allowed Crash Simpson to die while performing a dangerous motorcycle stunt. Then Mephisto bonded Blaze's soul to the demon Zarathos, causing Blaze to transform into the Ghost Rider, a flaming skeleton who rode a motorcycle composed of hellfire. Editor Roy Thomas, writer Gary Friedrich, and artist Mike Plug all participated in devising the original Ghost Rider story, which appeared in Marvel Spotlight number 5. Blaze was later succeeded as Ghost Rider by Danny Ketch, but more recently has resumed his Ghost Rider role. What relation is John Blaze to Dan Ketch? First cousin, brother, second cousin, or uncle? I know they're related. They're not brothers. Or are they brothers? Same mom? First cousin, second cousin, uncle? Man, any of these sound possible. I'm going to go with first cousin. Incorrect. It is B, brother. Dang it. Seems like the difference in age is too great for them to be brothers, but should have known that one. Being the Ghost Rider fan, but I was much more of a fan of the original Ghost Rider. Haven't read much of the Dan Ketch series. All right, 2130 is the next question. It's in the Horror Heroes part of the book. And who were the first victims Dracula killed by impaling? A, those responsible for his own death. B, soldiers of armies he had defeated. C, those responsible for his father's death. Or D, those responsible for his second wife's death. I'm going to go with B, those D, those responsible for his second wife's death. Wrong. C, those responsible for his father's death. All right, the next question is 722. It's all the way toward the front, which is going to be in the Avengers section. No, right before the Avengers section, so Spider-Man. 722. Who was Kwaku and Nancy? Kwaku Anansi. Ambassador for Wakanda, ESU graduate student, quote-unquote Spider-Man in an African language, or D, the first to bear the Spider-Man totems? I'm going with D, first to bear the Spider-Man totem powers. Hey, I'm correct! Woohoo! Lucky guess. Alright, the next question is 1700. Looks to be in the Incredible Hulk section. And the question is, who was Lincoln Brickford? A, a millionaire who dated Millie the model. B, the missing link. C, one of Patsy Walker's pals. Or D, secret identity of the Sons of the Serpent in the Defenders. I'm sorry, secret leader of the Sons of the Serpent in the Defenders. So Incredible Hulk, but more of a Defenders question. I'm going to go with D, secret leader of the Sons of the Serpent in the Defenders. Wrong. B, the missing link. Good old Lincoln Bickford, the missing link. No idea on that one. All right, the next question, 327. Back up to the front, probably Fantastic Four. All right, and the question is, which of the following gangsters was not actually a Skrull from the planet Krall? A, Boss Barker, B, Lippy Louie, C, Caesar Cicero, or D, Napoleon G. Robertson? Man, no clue whatsoever. Gonna go with D, Napoleon G. Robertson. Wrong. The correct answer was Caesar Cicero. All right, I think I'm going to answer 50 total, so we are on 47, so just three more to go. Don't even think I can end up at 50% now. All right, 1865 is the next question. Looks to be in the Marvel Knights section. And the question is, where did Daredevil travel in Daredevil numbers 12 to 14 from 1966? A, England, B, California, C, Lichtenbad, D, the Savage Land. I'm going to go with B, California. Wrong again, D, the Savage Land. Man, I am just not doing well. I've totally fallen off the cliff here. 1600 is the next question. How did Dormammu and Doctor Strange fight a duel in Strange Tales 140 to 141? A, hand-to-hand combat, B, the Rings of Ragadoon, C, the Crimson Bands of Sidorak, or D, the Pincers of Power? I'm going with C, the Crimson Bands of Sidorak. Wrong again! It was D, the Pincers of Power. Never read much Doctor Strange, I have to admit. All right, 1751 is the next question. It looks to be in the Incredible Hulk section. And the question is, who was not an enemy of the Squadron Supreme's Nighthawk? A, Remnant, B, the Wrestler, C, the Mink, D, Pinball. Man, again, no idea. I'm going to go with B, the Wrestler. Hey, lucky guess. I'll take it. All right, last question. 1825. Looks to also be an Incredible Hulk question. No, it's actually in the Marvel Knights section. Where did Matt Murdock go to college? Empire State University, Columbia University, Harvard University, or the City University of New York? For some reason, I'm going to go with the old classic Marvel University, which is Empire State University. Although Columbia, I don't think it's Columbia. Could be Harvard. Heck, it could be any of them. I'll just go with my first instinct, which is Empire State. Wrong. I know that's where Peter Parker went. It's B, Columbia University. All right, well, that's 50 questions. Did not do as well as I'd hoped. I got, let's see, remembering the one that was supposedly wrong. So 23. I ended up getting 23 right out of 50. Not even 50%. For shame, my Marvel knowledge is definitely lacking. I wonder how you all did out there. If anyone did better than me, please let me know. In the meantime, I want to thank everyone for joining me for this trivia episode, and thanks for listening to the podcast. Remember that you can visit us at thecomicsourceblog.com for past episodes of the podcast. You can also watch episodes of our YouTube channel there. You can find links to Manny's written blog, my written blog, although I haven't put up an article in a while. I really should get on that. And of course, our sketch gallery is there as well, where you can check out a lot of the original art we've collected over the years. You can also follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/thecomicsource. That's the best way. Also, Facebook is the other really good way to know when we put up new episodes. So if you do a search for The Comic Source on Facebook, that's us. Also do a search for The Comic Source on Instagram. That's us as well. Best way to follow us when we're at conventions. See who we're talking to. See who we're interviewing. And as I said, I always put up new episodes, alerts, posts on Facebook and Twitter whenever new episodes go up. So thanks again, everybody, for joining us. I hope you enjoyed the trivia of this episode. Reach out to me. Let me know. If you did enjoy it or if you hated it, you can contact us through the Contact Us link on the website. Or if you want to email us directly, the email is thecomicsourceblog@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.